Praise the Lord. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's so a blessing to be today in the house of the Lord to come and worship Him in the truth and the Spirit. I thank the worship team for selecting the songs which is in line with my message. Yet it's not because of me, it is just because of the Christ inside us. I thank God for His protection, for His love that has brought us here this morning time to worship Him in the truth and the Spirit. Let's all, as we are worshiping Lord, we were thanking God for all that He has done in our life. He is in us. He, the power of Christ is in us. The power of the Holy Spirit is in us. So let's be in that attitude of prayer and worship as we are here today morning time. I know it's quite some time I've been here with the Word of God, and that's why I was just, you know, somehow trying to escape the fishing hook of Sajid Pastor. But the last day he caught me, and he said that he have to say from this week from the Word of God. I'm happy to be here, and I know that before when I was standing here, I was standing representing the Sunday school, but I know now representing a part of the prayer team, and thank God for all the ways that He has led thus far. Children of God, we are here for a purpose. God has a purpose for us, and that's why we are here today morning time. I know the value of time is so fast. Whenever I come here, I look the clock, it runs so fast. So let me get into my message. So we are here for a purpose. When the other day when I was sitting and just preparing my message, I was just looking into my message book, which I gave the sermons before. And exactly 5 years before, on March 15th, 2020, I was on the same stage. And here I'm on March 16th. I'm again on this stage. So I should be careful in March when Sajid Pastor comes to me. So March 15th, I was here in 2020. So when I just went through that, I just thank God for all the ways. Just see, that March 15th, I was here, and immediately after that, we all went to a lockdown. We were locked down for many months, and we know the years which went by. And just when I was pondering on that one, you know, I was thinking, how many of the people caught COVID in many nations, many houses? You know, we were all sitting in our houses. We were putting our masks, thinking that the COVID should not come to us. But it attacked many houses. Lots of thousands of people we know personally lost their life. They went away from this world. But today morning, you and I are here because God has a purpose for each one of us. Hallelujah, Rasha, Bala Bala, Sandala Rasha. God has a purpose, and that's why we are here today morning to praise and exalt Him, His name. That's why after 5 years, I'm on this stage here because God has a purpose in our life. You know, a man of God, he was so frustrated, nothing is happening in his life. He found that there is no purpose. He's praying, nothing is happening to his life. And so one day he went to God and said, God, there is no purpose in life. I am not seeing any. You are not answering my prayers. There is nothing. And God told him, see that chair there? Do you see that chair? How many legs? It has 4 legs. God told him, it has been designed perfectly so that people can come and sit on it. There is a purpose for that chair. And God told this man, see that flashlight? It gives light in the darkness. Why? Because it has a purpose. In the darkness, it will show light. In the same way, if that non-living things, if that, you know, things can have a purpose, how much more the living things that God has created? We have a purpose. God has a purpose for each one of us in our life. And I thank God for the purpose that He is leading in our lives. Hallelujah. And as I moving to my sermon, today I would like to read from Acts chapter 7, verse 9. Acts chapter 7, verse 9. Somebody can read for me. Acts chapter 7, verse 9. So my main message topic is today is, but God was with him. And the patriarchs, so because of their envious, they sold Joseph to Egypt. But God was with him. And who is saying this one? I just studied on that chapter. Who is saying this? This was said by a man called Stephen. We know that if you read in the, I don't want to take that portions, but if you read in chapter 6 and chapter 7, in the initial portions, you know, the church ministries were, but they were, you know, engaged in a lot of things. So the people came there and there are a lot of murmurings. So the council, you know, they came together and said, we should select 7 people from our midst who can go with the word of God. And that's how, with the power of the Holy Spirit, they choose 7 people. And one of them was Stephen. And when it says about Stephen, it says that he was a man of faith. He was a man filled with Holy Spirit. He was a man filled with power. And they choose Stephen, they choose Philip, they choose Nicholas, but I don't want to pronounce the other name, so you know there are other four more. So there were totally seven people who were selected to proclaim the word of God. And Stephen was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And he began to preach the word of God. And we see in the word of God that Stephen said only one sermon. And that was the beautiful history of mankind. That was the beautiful history of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he went through. And when we come to verse 9, he is telling about Joseph. And he's telling, and the patriarchs becoming envious of Joseph, they sold him to Egypt, but God was with him. But God was with him. Church, can we say it together? But God is with us. But God was with Joseph. Yet not I, as the worship sing song, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Hallelujah. And while we just stop there, I'm going to take you, where was Joseph in the Bible? If you look into the book of Genesis chapter 37, we see about Joseph. We see of Joseph's birth, but we see after Joseph, after 13 years, we see Joseph in the book of Genesis. We know that Jacob loved Joseph more than his other brothers. And so Joseph gave Joseph a coat. Child of God, when God is with us, there are certain things that's going to happen in our life. And that is the four points which God has given to my heart today. So God, when God was with Joseph, he has a purpose. And that purpose is going to start slowly. When he was at the age of 13, his father put a coat on him, a coat of different colors. And a coat represents something like, something like maybe the ancestral blessings he is passing to the next generation. His brothers thought that he is going to be, ruler over all of us. He's going to rule us. He's going to be the great member of the household. So coat represents many things. It can represent the anointing. We know that when David was to be anointed, he was also outside in the fields, but he was called in and he was anointed. So let's take it that when the coat was fall upon God and on Joseph, the anointing came upon him. He started his journey. His journey's real journey starts there. We can see that the brothers got envious of Joseph. They got envious of Joseph. And they thought that, he is going to be the leader. But God was with Joseph. And that's why when David, when the Spirit of God came upon him, he said, "With my God, I shall leap over the wall." Child of God, children of God, my dear youths, we need to know one thing. When the Spirit of God is in us, when the anointing comes in on us, we have to think that one, there is a purpose in life. So the first thing, when God is with us, there is a purpose. Don't forget, those who are writing, the first point is, when God is with us, there is a purpose in life. But when God wants to do that purpose in life, don't think that the adversary, don't think that the enemy will sit quiet. He will start his process too. And that's why we see Joseph, when Joseph was given this coat, the enemies, these 12 brothers, they were so envious of Joseph. We can see the same thing in the life of David. When David was anointed, his brothers was against him. And the same thing we see in the life of Jesus Christ. When he went to the river Jordan, he was anointed by the presence of the Holy Spirit. It came down in the form of a dove and said, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased." And where did Jesus go? He went into the desert to be tempted by the devil. So when the anointing falls on us, when there is a purpose that God has for us, don't think the adversary sleeps. Don't think that the enemy is sleeping. There is a fight for us. Christian life is not a bed of roses, but we should fight against the adversaries. We should move against everything that comes against us. And the court, it also has a lot of responsibilities. Remember, when the anointing comes on us, there is a lot of responsibilities on us. The first responsibility is that, in Psalms it says, in Psalms 1, it says that those who walk, blessed is the man who walks in the way, walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the scornful, or not sit in the way of the sinners. But his delight is in the Lord. He will meditate on it day and night. So, as children, we need to know that when there is a purpose in our life, hallelujah, when there is an anointing, when God anoints us with his oil, when God anoints us with the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, we should know that there is a purpose, hallelujah. If you are sitting here today, Lord, what is the purpose in my life, hallelujah. God, what is the purpose in my job? Lord, what is the purpose in my studies? Lord, I have not reached anything. You should know one thing, that God has a purpose on you. The anointing is on you. The coat is on you. Nobody can stand against you because the powerful word of God is with you. Hallelujah. We need to come to the presence of God. We need to believe that God exists. We need to believe, complete, have that faith in God, that God, that my God can do miracles for me. You know, the last day I was reading a story of a barber. You know, we all go to barber shops, right? And that's the only place we sit so quietly because we know what's in the hands of the barber. And also we need our hairstyles to be very good because he can do anything on the hairstyles. So we always go and sit there very quietly. And yeah, up to 2020 March, I was also going to a barber shop. But after 2020 March, I'm very extra careful. You know why? You know the reason, because the barber is at my home only. Okay, and so I have to be more careful. I just sit there. But I think it's well done, right? Yeah, but the thing is that in my barber shop, no need of time. I can cut any time. No need of the long queues. I can go to her any time. Now you understood who is that. So thank God for the skills that God has given her. So we go to the barber. And so one person, he went to the barber shop. And they had a lot of conversations. We know that when we go to a barber shop, you know, we talk many things about the barber, not make him angry. So, and then this person began to, and finally he came to talk about God. And the barber said, there is no God. Then he told, why are you telling like that? Then why is there a lot of sickness around the world? Why is there people are suffering? A lot of things. But this person was telling, no, you should believe in God. He was saying so softly, you know, everything he told, because he was also a little afraid of the barber. And then once he finished, he thought, he knew that the barber is not going to listen, and he just went away. And then when he went out, he saw some persons, you know, with long hair. You know, we can see outside some people with long hair, long beard. And he found that, oh my God, why they are not cutting their hair? And then he walked a little more. He found one more person like that. Then he suddenly ran to the barber shop and said, hey, barber, you know, barbers doesn't exist. Said, why? What, man? Are you mad? I just cut your hair. No, you know, there are a lot of people outside who are having long beards, long hair. And the barber told, that is because they have not come to the barber to cut the hair. Then he told, this is the same thing. You have to go to your God to find that a God exists. Hallelujah, Rashabala, Sandala, Radala. Child of God, today we have come here believing that a God exists in our midst. Hallelujah. The powerful presence of God is in our midst. Hallelujah. So again, God has, when God is with us, we need to know that there is a purpose in our life. May I move forward to the next point. Hallelujah. And Joseph, we know that he is going forward. The coat was upon him. And then suddenly his brothers were so envious to him. And we know that he went out to the fields on the obedience of his father to check where is his brothers. And his brothers saw him from a long distance. And he told, here is the dreamer coming. Here is the ruler coming. Here is the father's favorite son coming. Let us catch him and let us kill him. Let us slay him off. That's what they told. But child of God, the next point is, when God is with us, there is a protection over us. So first thing, when God has a purpose for Joseph, God has a protection to keep up that purpose till we attain that purpose. And we can see how was this divine protection in Joseph's life. We can see the intervention of Reuben, his brother. Reuben heard that, oh, they are going to kill him. And Reuben told his brothers, why we need to kill him? Let us take off his coat and, you know, just put it in a pit. There were a lot of dry pits there. Let us put him to one of the dry pits there. And then they all agreed. But Reuben had in his heart to go and, you know, later on, you know, save his brother Joseph from there. But he was in that pit. We have to know that unknowingly a protection from the hands of Reuben or from the mouths of Reuben is coming. This is how, as a child of God, we need to see the protection for the hands of God. And then we see the intervention of Judah. And if he is in the pit, if he is in that lonely pit, he may die of starvation, right? But then there comes God's protection, and that's through Judah. Judah is telling, oh, there the Ishmaelites are coming. Why don't we sell it to him? And that's another protection. The Ishmaelites could have taken another way. They could have gone through another way, but they came through this way because God has a purpose for Joseph. Hallelujah. God has to protect that purpose. Hallelujah. And we see that is the divine protection. The presence of Reuben, the presence of Judah, the presence of the Ishmaelites. Hallelujah. This is how we should experience God's protection in life. In your workplaces, in your schools, in your colleges, maybe the little things. That is God's hand that is working in us. Hallelujah. And we see that he was taken to Egypt. All the way he went to Egypt. And when he was there in Egypt, he was sold to Potiphar. We know who is Potiphar. He is the top guard of King Pharaoh. Anyone who comes to defeat Pharaoh or anyone who harms against the Pharaoh, he has the authority to slay him off. That powerful is Pharaoh. If we read about that powerful is Potiphar. If you read the meaning of Potiphar, if you understand about Potiphar, he was so powerful. And that's how Joseph landed to Potiphar's house. We should know one thing, that Potiphar, he came there to look for a sleep. But we have to know that God's purpose and God's protection is working through Potiphar. Yes, and that's how God protected him. He has to go through that way. Hallelujah. Child of God, we need to know one thing. If it is Reuben's words, even if it is Judah's words, even if it is the Ishmaelites who came through that way, even if it is was 44. You know, there were many wealthy men. Egypt was so wealthy, wealthy nation at that time. It was so prosperous. Many trades were going on there. Many, many wealthy men would have come to that market to buy slaves. And 44, the greatest captain of that country also, he also came. But God didn't allow any other wealthy man to go to that slave Joseph. He went directly, Potiphar went to Joseph because God's purpose has to come about. What God has ordained has to come. My dear children, my dear youth, you have to know one thing. Hallelujah. God's purpose, your parents' prayers. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit is with you and God's purpose will be in your life wherever you go. Hallelujah. We know the life of David. We know the life of Jesus Christ. Everybody had gone through persecutions and troubles. But God protected them. Hallelujah. We know of the life of Daniel. Daniel, God had a purpose for Daniel. Hallelujah. And that is why he saved him. He protected him from the mouth of the lions. We can see how God is in control of the people involved in this account. You know, how God is protecting Joseph through the people who are in this account. The brothers wanted to get rid of Joseph and his dreams. Ishmaelites are looking for a good trade. And Potiphar is looking on a good deal for a slave. But none of them knew that they were unknowingly accomplishing the purpose God has for Joseph. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. None of them knew that they were accomplishing the purpose that God had for Joseph. Isn't it a blessing to know that God works to our life through others, through our enemies, through who persecute us? Through many, many ways, God can lead us in our life. While the events that appeared in Joseph's life may be out of control, but it is in the control of the hand of God. We need to know that. And we know that God's presence was with Joseph. The same God who was with Daniel, the same God who was with Jesus when he ministered, he is also here today to bless us and his presence to be with us. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5 says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And in Matthew chapter 28 he said, I will be with you even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. My dear children, my dear youth, my dear church, when God's purpose is on us, there will be a God's protection. And that's why in Romans chapter 8, 28, it says, all things work together for good to them that love God. Hallelujah. All things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And whom he foreknew, he predestined them to be the first among the brethren. Hallelujah. And whom he predestined, he called them. And whom he called, he justified them. And whom he justified, he glorified. Hallelujah. For his purpose. Hallelujah. And that's what, when we read down, it says, if God for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Hallelujah. Is it through famine? Is it through persecution? Is it through the sword? Hallelujah. Nothing can separate us from from the love of God. Hallelujah. It says that neither depth nor height, hallelujah, nor things to come, nor things of the present, hallelujah, nor death nor life, nothing can separate us from the love of God. You have a God's protection in your life. Hallelujah. So the first thing, God's purpose is in our life. The second thing, the purpose to be accomplished, God's protection is in each one of our life. And we need to know that thing in our life. And let me go to the third one. Hallelujah. When God has a purpose, when God's protection is on us, you know what? We will come. God makes us prosperous. Hallelujah. God makes us prosperous. Hallelujah. Can we read Genesis chapter 39 verses 2 and 3? Genesis chapter 39 verses 2 and 3. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So when Joseph arrived, children of God, my dear youth, my dear children, we should know one thing. When Joseph arrived in Egypt, what did he lost? He lost his beautiful coat. He lost his beautiful coat. A coat of leadership, a coat of anointing. He lost that coat. But one thing he didn't lose, that was his character, the integrity. He has a character. That didn't lose. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. He came through all the ways. When he came to the hands of his cruel brothers, his coat was lost, but his character didn't go out. He was given, sold to the slaves, but his character did not go out. He was sold to Potiphar's house, but his character didn't go. He might have worn a simple slave dress, or when he came to the house of Potiphar, he might have gone a royal slave dress, I don't know. But one thing is there, he didn't lose his character. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. My dear children, Joseph could have just abandoned his God and said, where is God? There is no purpose. Where is God who gave me the dreams? There is no purpose. I am lost. I am now in this rich person's house. And let me follow the pagan ways of these Egyptians. Let me worship the God of these Egyptians. No, he didn't do, because he had a dream. Hallelujah. He had a purpose. Hallelujah. God has a protection for him. Hallelujah. And Joseph was faithful to the end. And that is why, because his character did not change in any course of his life, that is why he was faithful even in the house of Potiphar. Hallelujah. Potiphar saw that Joseph was faithful in all the ways in his house. He made him the overseer of his house. Everything in charge. Everything he gave to Joseph, because his character was not lost. My dear children of God, my dear children, my dear youths, we need to know one thing. We are in the church. When we go outside, wherever we are placed, hallelujah, we may not have these worldly blessings, hallelujah. We may not have the rich cars like other kids in your schools have. We may not be rich. We may have to go through difficult situations, but you have to know that God's purpose is coming in your life. Rasha bala, arda sandala dhura bala, rasha dalada. God's purpose is in your life. No, nothing can stand against you, hallelujah. You have to know that God is in your life, hallelujah. But the thing is that God expects from you and me is that our character should not change. We should be always focused on God, and then God will make us prosperous. Hallelujah. We know about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. The beautiful story I always love to read. When all the people started worshiping the pagan god, the king, the idol, the people began to worship. They told, no, we will not worship. Even we are in a foreign country, we know the God who brought us thus far. Hallelujah. My dear children, you should know the God of your parents. You should know the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is there for you. Hallelujah. Wherever you are placed, you should know that I will serve my living God. Hallelujah. We should set boundaries for many things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should set boundaries in many aspects of our life. Hallelujah. And that's why when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stood for God. And when the king was furious, and when he was thrown, and there were three were thrown into the fire, the beautiful presence of God. And that's what always, you know, I find that portion to interest to read, that gives me, you know, a power in my heart. And when they were dancing in that fire, every people thought that they are going to die off. They were died. But a fourth person came there, and they were all dancing in that fire. Just imagine that scene. Just imagine that scene. You know, it will not be like a physical fire in our life, but many situations like fiery things comes to our life at that time. If any are faithful to God, if your character does not change, hallelujah, if you are, hallelujah, hallelujah, dog to the presence of God, He will come down to you at all times. Hallelujah. He will make you prosperous in all the areas of your life. Hallelujah. There will be no difference. If for Joseph, there was no difference in his character, even if he was in his father's house, or if he was in the pit, or he was in the slaves, or he was with the Potiphar's house. His character remained the same. Hallelujah. And that's why God raised him up. God exalted him at the right time. And that's why Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego, they were also raised up at the right time. It is from my experience. It is from your parents' experience if you ask them. When they were faithful to the word of God, hallelujah. When troubles came, when many things came in their life, God came down to their life. And that's the blessings that we are all experiencing these days. Hallelujah. Jesus was tempted by the devil. And he was tempted for many things. But we know how his character did not change. Jesus' character did not change. We can look at these examples of Joseph, David, Daniel, and Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Some time ago, I was reading about John Bunyan. He was one of the greatest Christian missionaries lived. He was put into prison. And there in the prison, his character did not change. He began to sing for God. And there was a stool in that prison. And it had four legs. And he cut out one leg of that stool. And he made a beautiful flute out of it. And he began to praise God. And he is the one who wrote Pilgrim's Progress. Pilgrim's Progress, which is, you know, a best-selling book in history. So we need to know, when whichever situations we are placed, even in the prison, wherever, in our schools, in colleges, in workplaces, our character will not change. We should be always sticking to the word of God. And this word of God is with us in our heart. If we meditate on it day and night, we will not leave the presence of God. Our God will lead us each day of our life. He will make us prosperous. Hallelujah. So the first thing we told, God has a purpose. If that purpose to accomplish, there will be a protection. And for that protection, through that protection, God prospers us. Hallelujah. In Joshua chapter 1, it says that the book of the law shall not depart from you. Meditate on it day and night. And for this, you will make you prosperous and your ways will be success. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And we see in the life of Joshua how he was prosperous in his life. Child of God, we need to know that one thing. God will prosper us in each day of our life. May I go to the last point? So God, when God is with us, there is a purpose. When God is with us, there is a protection. And then when God is with us, He prospers. When I am saying this message, recollect the many things which happened in your life, which you thought that there is no purpose. When you were looking for a job, Lord, how will I go about this one? Who will call me? But God is the one who helps us in all this. And as I go to the next one, when God makes us prosperous, He promotes us. God promotes us. So if He has a purpose, there is a protection on us. And if there is a protection, we will prosper in our life. And when we prosper, God promotes us for His purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to know that there was something special in Joseph's life. Everything he touched turned to be gold. And that's what Potiphar saw, that one, you know. Everything he touched. And you know why? Because he gave his best to wherever he was placed. He gave his best to his father when his father told to look after his brothers, to go and look after his brothers. He gave his best to the Ishmaelites. He was very, you know, obedient to them. That's why he went with them. Many times, I'm sure he might have thought to run away from that, you know, situation. But he stayed on because he looked up to God. And then in Potiphar's house also, right? So he did his best. He did his best. Dear children of God, when you are in your school, in your colleges, in your workplaces, let us give our best. And when you give your best, you know, God is the one who is going to help you for the rest. Let's give our best to God. God is not going to, you know, leave you alone. He is going to be with you. Ephesians 6, 5 to 7 tells us of the obedient, to be obedient to our masters. So we need to do our best in the places where we are placed. One word that God gave to me in my heart is that, you know, when God promotes us, it's not depending upon our position. But hear this, it's not depending upon our position, but it is because of the presence of God in our life. You do know the real meaning of promotion. The real meaning of promotion is an increased presence of God in our life. It is an increased presence. Real promotion means an increased presence of God in our life. When we go from after this service, if you are filled with more, if the presence of God, you have a new promotion in the coming days. I am telling you this, hallelujah. God is a God who will promote us in the coming days. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Joseph's life, we see that he got a lot of promotions. He got promoted from his court to a pit. And he got promoted from a pit to a slave. He got promoted from a slave to the prison. And we know from where he got promotion after that one. Hallelujah. Potiphar promoted him as the overseer of the house. But we see, we have to know that the promotion was not based on his position. He was a slave, right? He was just a slave. Can Potiphar promote him as the overseer of the house? No, he cannot, because he's a slave. He's wearing slave dress, but he became an overseer of the house because of the presence of God in him. In your workplaces, in your schools, you have to know that it is not because of your power. It is not because of your knowledge. It is not because of our health that we are today here. Many people who were more healthy than us, many people who were more stronger than us, they were taken away by the COVID. But I am here today. You are here today because of the presence of God in us. Hallelujah. We need to believe that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we know how Joseph was promoted as the overseer of Pharaoh's house, of Potiphar's house. And we see that he went to the prison, and how faithful he was in the prison. That the prisoner, the chief of the prisoner even gave him the keys. He was Jesse, a prisoner. He was in charge of the prison. And see how God was, he was faithful to God, and God came down for him. Hallelujah. And we know, I'm not going to tell about the dreams that they had. He had a dream long back, but now he is interpreting the dream to the people. See how God prospers, how God promotes. That's how, children of God, we may think that this is just a story of Joseph, but take this into our daily lives. That's how we have to move along in our life. Hallelujah. God promoted him to be an interpreter of dreams. God promoted him as an overseer. God promoted him as to the in charge of the prison. And finally, the greatest promotion comes. Finally, one day, when everyone forget, when even the sweetest, the friendliest butler, Joseph thought that he had only one friend at that time, and that was the butler. He thought that the butler, my good friend, he's going to go and advocate to the king. Oh, my king, I came here just because of a dreamer, because of a faithful man who is there. But you need to know one thing. When God's purpose is in your life, your friends will forget you. And one thing in our life we should do always, and I'm doing it in my life, don't expect anything in life. No expectations. Expectations can kill you. You know, when we expect many things from our friends, or we expect something like some good things from, you know, our fellow, you know, beings, we expect many things, but don't expect. Expectation can kill us. But if we look up to God, he is the one who is going to lead us in our life. Hallelujah. We should not look up to others. We should not look to those people around us. Hallelujah. But you should accomplish the purpose that God has given in your life. You have to use the talents that God has given in your life. Don't look to others and say, oh, he is not good. They are not good. Or he is saying that like this. They are saying like this. Oh, he is a man of God, but he did like this. She did like this. No, you have a purpose. You have a goal. You have to move forward. Hallelujah. Don't look here and there. Don't look to the right or left. But look, your eyes should be opened up. And you should see the purpose of God in your life. As I tend to conclude my sermon, I want to tell you one thing. We meet Joseph when he was 13 years old. His father gave him a coat. He never thought that this coat is going to lead him all through these ways. He never thought. If he had thought, he would have told, Dad, take this coat and give it to some other brothers. He would have told like that. But he didn't knew that one. Child of God, when you were baptized, when you came to this faith, when you took a step for God, you didn't ever realize that I'm going to this trouble. You should know one thing, that God is with you. If we can say a conclusion of all this, I was just writing the other day Joseph was terminated by God. Listen to this. Joseph was terminated by God from his house. We can put in bracket after the house. From blood relations, from blood relatives. When you came to faith, you know, many said that he has gone and baptized in some muddy waters. Many abandoned you. Many of the friends. You cannot go and sit with many people, many friends, or your relatives, because God has terminated you from there. So Joseph was terminated by God from his house, in bracket, blood relationships. He was terminated from the pit. Pit means loneliness. You know, many times we were loneliness. We felt lonely, but God terminated us from there. He was terminated from Potiphar's house. In bracket, you can put job. We were terminated many times. We have experienced termination from our jobs. We have many times, maybe you have failed in your exams. Many things has happened. But, so Joseph was terminated by God from his house, bracket blood relationships, from the pit, bracket loneliness, Potiphar's house, from job or whatever things you want to add there. And from the prison, bracket you can put darkness, from the darkness of life, God terminated him. But you know, only to find himself promoted as the ruler of Egypt. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Joseph was terminated from the pit. Hallelujah. From the blood relationships. Hallelujah. From the darkness. Hallelujah. From the prison. Only to find himself as promoted as the ruler of Egypt. Hallelujah. Many times at your workplaces. Hallelujah. You have experienced this. Hallelujah. Many times in your studies, you have, in your schools, in your colleges, you have experienced this. But all these terminations will lead to a promotion. If your situations fit to any one of this, you have to know that your terminations are an appointment letters for something good elsewhere. Your terminations. You know, that was a word which God gave to me in 2004. I was in Kuwait, and you know, we rented an apartment. I took a new car. All these are on lease. I just took that one, and just after I took about the car, about the house, another time I can tell you about how I got it. That's all other testimonies. But when we took all this, and I had a job, and suddenly after I took my car, after 6 months of the payment started, in October I started the first payment, and in November, about 10th, my resident engineer, he called me to my office and he told, Rijo, you know, the project is over. You know, we were doing a project of a mall. He told, the project is done. You know, I think we need to cut people. And he gave me a letter. You know, just imagine. It was like a blow onto my face. Just really a blow. I thought, my God, my car, my house, my wife, you know, everything is there. So what is happening to me? But you know, before I opened the letter, I know it's a termination letter. But before I opened, the Spirit of God, before I left that resident engineer's room, he told me, my child, this termination letter is for a better appointment elsewhere. Hallelujah! Praise God, hallelujah! Your termination letter, your terminations from your household, your terminations from the pit, your terminations from your friends, your terminations from the costly things, or the terminations from the things that you desire, is everything for a better appointment, is for a rasha, dala, bala, sandala, is something good that God has ordained for you in your life. Hallelujah! And as such, the children of God, you may ask, then what happened next? Did the termination lead to promotion? Yeah, for 3 months I didn't have a job. Where is the promotion, God? Where is the word that you spoke to me when I, child of God? Let me say, that sermon I will say on another time, how to hear the word, the voice of God. That is so interesting, you should hear. And then, where is God who told me that this termination is for an better? 3 months we didn't have a job. I was thinking, I was calling friends, no, nothing. But on March 6th, God did for me a miracle. He appointed me to a consultant job, and there I worked from 2006 till 2015. And they didn't terminate me. I gave them the termination letter. I gave my letter that I want to go to Canada. This is how God does in our life. I told them that I want to get terminated. They told, please stay. We don't want you to go, because we are already from 2006 to 2015. You're almost like 9-10 years with us. Don't go. But I told, I want to go. I want to go to Canada. And I don't regret that I came here, because the God who led us thus far, hallelujah, will lead us, hallelujah. And that's why I like that statement that God spoke to me in that resident engineer's office. Your termination letter is an appointment letter elsewhere. And I liked the company where I liked worked from 2006 onwards. You have to know one thing. If God opens, nobody can close it. If God closes, nobody can open it. Child of God, you may be thinking that I'm not fair. You may be thinking that I don't have money. How will my marriage happen? How will my these things happen? 1, 2, 3, 4, name it. But if God is with you, if the God is who was with Joseph, he is going to lead you and me. This message is for me also, hallelujah. This message is for each one of you sitting here, hallelujah. We may think that things are impossible in our life, but if we are faithful to God, just as when Joseph went to Egypt, his character didn't change. If your character doesn't change, if you are with God, God will lead you in all your life. Joseph did not understand the cruelty of his brothers. He didn't understand the false witness of that lady. And he didn't understood the unjust cruelty of that prison life in long life. But he at last saw the glory of God in his life. Hallelujah. He saw the glory of God. As in Psalms 138, I think it says, God will perfect everything that which concerneth thee. And when you pass through all this, when God promotes us, the things that we are going to attain is, when God promotes us, we will depend on God. When God promotes us, it helps us to maintain a tender and compassionate heart. It teaches us the value of our tears. And when God promotes us, he will make us useful for him, for his purpose. Hallelujah. You know, we have seen arrows, right? We pull the arrows backwards. The arrow, if you see an arrow, if you just see an arrow and just place it there, there is no value for it. But for an arrow to move forward, it has to go to a bow and it has to go backwards. Sometimes God will be silent on you. Sometimes you may think, where is God? But he has just pulled it backward so that when it releases, it goes with power to attain God's purpose in each one of your life. Hallelujah. Let me conclude there. So one thing is there. God has a purpose in your life. God's protection is there in your life. God will make us prosperous and God will promote us. When we come back to the book of Acts, chapter 7, where we read, Stephen said, God was with him. We left from there and we went through all Joseph and we came back here. We need to know that Stephen, when he said this, he was also going to be persecuted. But one thing, you know, when all these things Joseph went, his eyes were blind to the Egyptians. His eyes were blind to the pagan gods. But his eyes were open to God. In the same way, Stephen, he preached the sermon. He preached only one sermon. But when he preached the sermon, he didn't look to the people around. They are all standing with big stones to throw him, to kill him. He didn't look there, but he looked up. And he saw the heaven. He saw Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that he went asleep. It doesn't say that he died, but he went asleep there. Child of God, at last, I want to say a word of encouragement. No matter how hard the way of life is, because he saved you, and the Lord is with you. While he has a purpose in your life, it is his business to protect you, to prosper you, and to promote you in all the ways of your life. Hallelujah. I thank God for this blessed morning time. Hallelujah. Let us give ourselves to God. Hallelujah. Let the presence of God go with us. Hallelujah. My dear youths, hallelujah. The word of God says that. Know your creator in your youth. Hallelujah. Know your creator in your youth. Hallelujah. Wherever we are placed, let us be an example as how Joseph was. May God bless us. May God has his purpose on us. May God prosper us. May God protect us and may God promote us to the purpose that he is willing for us. May God bless us with these words.